Well, good evening. It is Wednesday, the 7th of November, and it's just gone 10 o'clock at night, so I'm kind of cutting it a little bit fine to get today's show in. But regardless, you are very welcome to NAPOD Pomo, Day 7. So yes, I got up far too late this morning to be able to get a show done in time, but it is still Wednesday. I can't prove it, but you'll have to take my word for it. I suppose the proof will be that I will release this tonight, so you will get two shows in the space of, 9 hours, 8 hours? So there you go. So yeah, welcome, hope you had a good day. My day was interesting. My little motorbike, my little 125, isn't well and needs to go to the hospital. It started being really sluggish when you're trying to go up a hill and you drop a gear and put it on full throttle, and it kind of goes, I don't want to do that. Which is a bit embarrassing when you're trying to overtake a lorry. So anyway, yeah, the poor little bike's going to be going to the shop. So there you go. Right, because it's late, I'm not going to pad this. I do have a stonking track for you today, and I'm surprised it's taken me until day 7 to play this one. But I'm not a great fan of auto-tuning. It has its place if it's used properly. Cher used auto-tune properly, but some people that use it because they can't sing, nah. That doesn't work for me at all. But when it's used in a creative way to make people sing that aren't singing, that's where it actually gets really, really clever. There is a chap whose name escapes me, and I feel really bad for forgetting his name now, actually. Let me go and find it, because otherwise I'm just going to think about it for ages. I played him on 201. Is it John? I can't remember his name. That's bad. But anyway, he goes by the name of Symphony of Science. And what he does is he takes scientists and the things that scientists broadcast on television and radio, and he turns them into music, which is all very clever. John Boswell, that's his name, who is Symphony of Science. And yeah, he takes famous people like Stephen Hawking and Oliver, I've forgotten his name as well, I'm not doing very well, am I? And Carl Sagan, and what's our dude, the D-Ream keyboardist, Brian Cox. And he takes things they've said in their series and conferences, and he auto-tunes them, or vocodes them, I think is probably the correct phrase, into a tune with a really good backing. So check this out. I may play another Symphony of Science track before the end of the month. Let me know what you think of this. I mean, I know those of you that have listened to the podcast before would have known this track already. But those that haven't heard this track before, please do let me know what you think of it, because I personally think it is such a cleverly put together piece of music. But I'd like to know what you think. All change tomorrow, day 8, start of week 2. I will be changing the bedding music and introduction to the show to a favourite of mine, a group called Mind Things. But you'll hear that tomorrow anyway. And that might give me the opportunity to play this track, The Bedding, in full, so you can hear it uninterrupted. But anyway, enough from me. I'll catch you tomorrow, and I'll leave you with Symphony of Science and a brilliant track called Ode to the Brain.
It's amazing to consider that I'm holding in my hands the place where someone once felt, thought, and love. For centuries, scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about.
Of jelly you can hold in the palm of your hand, and it can contemplate the vastness of interstellar space.
The brain has evolved from the inside out. Its structure reflects all the stages through which it has passed.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems in the form of energy.
Rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushrooms, like a walnut.
What we know is encoded in cells called neurons, and there are something like 100 trillion neural connections. This intricate and marvelous network of neurons has been called an enchanted loom. An enchanted loom. The neurons store sounds too, and snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads. 20 million volumes worth of information is inside the heads of every one of us. The brain is a very big place. It's a very small space.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems in the form of energy.
Mercy of the reptile brain, we can change ourselves. Think of the possibilities.
Think of your brain as a newspaper. Think of all the information it can store, but it doesn't take up too much room because it's full. Think of all the information it can store.
We see with the eyes, but we see with the brain as well. And seeing with the brain is often called imagination.
The brain
can contemplate the vast
range. The brain has evolved in successive stages.
We are whole, and we are pure.
Think of all the information it can store.
And then it explodes into this enormous collage. And in this moment, we are perfect. Perfect. We are whole, and we are beautiful.
It is the most mysterious part of the human body, and yet it dominates the way we live our adult lives. It is the brain.